This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. Diddy Ho 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 Combs' first Christmas behind bars. This while there is a Jay-Z panic going on. I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us.
P. Diddy's tangled web of sex abuse and drugs deepens as Beyoncé's famous rapper hubby, Jay-Z, is named in a hot new lawsuit.
Why would anybody call a lawsuit where a then 13-year-old girl claims she was raped? Why is that hot? I don't know that I agree with that. Well, I do. I disagree with that. If these allegations are true, that's heinous. But are they true? How did Jay-Z get pulled into the Diddy nightmare? First of all, take a listen to this.
Another shocking revelation in the scandalous Sean Diddy Combs case, now officially including Jay-Z. In a civil lawsuit, Sean Diddy Combs and Jay-Z stand accused of raping a 13-year-old girl at an afterparty for the 2000 MTV Video Music Awards. The 13-year-old at the time says she had been trying to get into the VMAs by standing outside of Radio City Music Hall and walking up to limousines that were bringing guests into the venue. It works, as she is invited to an afterparty by a limo driver who claims to work for Combs. He tells her she fit what Diddy was looking for.
Okay, hold on just a moment. This is how Jay-Z has been dragged into, aka Sean Carter, dragged into the Diddy nightmare, and just in time for Christmas. Now, let me stress that Jay-Z, aka Sean Carter, insists the claims that he had anything to do with raping a 13-year-old little girl are false. Okay, what is the rest of the story? The little girl is standing outside Radio City Music Hall. See, when I think of that, I think about taking the twins to go see the Rockettes' Christmas show. But according to this girl, then 13, that is not at all what happened. Listen.
Jane Doe is handed a non-disclosure agreement to sign and a drink she believes is spiked. In minutes, she hears Diddy utter words she can still hear to this day. The plaintiff claims Combs approaches her with a crazed look in his eyes, telling her, "You are ready to party," the words she can't forget. She accuses Combs of throwing her toward a wall, causing her to fall. She gets up and stumbles. Combs grabs her and throws her on the bed. Then Jay-Z holds her down and vaginally rapes her while Combs and another A-list celebrity watch.
Again, Sean Carter, aka Jay-Z, better known as Beyoncé's husband, insists he is innocent, and he is demanding that the ID of the then 13-year-old girl be revealed. Okay, straight out to Keila Brantley joining us, investigative reporter at large with DailyMail.com and host of The Trial of Diddy. Another bombshell? Okay, as if it's not bad enough that a 13-year-old little girl, then 13-year-old little girl, is making this claim, Jay-Z is dragged into this because Keila, mark my words, prosecutors are looking right now for any supporting evidence that Sean Carter, aka Jay-Z, was there that night at the after party following the VMAs. And if they can establish that Jay-Z was in fact there that night, they're going to be looking to question him. What do we know, Keila?
Absolutely, Nancy. I mean, what we know so far is that this federal lawsuit, it was originally filed in October, and it was just refiled this week to include Jay-Z, to name him Sean Carter. But what's interesting here is that it states that there was another high-profile female celebrity who stood by and watched. So the question here, of course, is who is she? And like you said, that prosecutors are going to be looking for evidence, looking to corroborate that Jay-Z was in fact there that night. And one thing that we're definitely sure that they're going to be looking for is who this woman is.
Oh, you're absolutely right. The mystery surrounding a female celebrity B as in brother. So let me understand this, Keila Brantley. For those of you just joining us, not only is Diddy ho, ho, ho having his first Christmas behind bars, Now, somehow, Jay-Z has been dragged into this whole nightmare. And if Jay-Z is dragged into this whole nightmare, Beyoncé is dragged into this whole nightmare. Not that she was at the party. Not that she had anything to do with this. But his PR nightmare is her PR nightmare. His problem is her problem. Long story short, the then 13-year-old little girl says, correct me if I'm wrong, Keela, she's outside Radio City Music Hall trying to get in to the VMAs and somehow ends up getting invited to the VMA after party, that Sean Carter, Jay-Z, is there, that Combs, Diddy, is there, that she's given an NDA, non-disclosure agreement, to sign, given a drink, which she now thinks was spiked, and then was raped, with Carter, who denies it vehemently, Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, and an unknown mystery female celebrity standing there watching?
That's correct, Nancy. That's what the filing alleges. Of course, it's all allegations at this point. But what he says that's very disturbing is that once she felt woozy after taking a drink, that Diddy allegedly said, "You're ready to party," and that Sean, Diddy, Combs, and Jay-Z actually took turns raping her while that third celebrity woman watched on. And it was only until she fought back and hit Diddy in the neck and she ran away, went to a gas station, and then her father picked her up. So that's the whole story there from what this anonymous Jane Doe is telling us.
Joining me, special guest Rob Shooter, host of Naughty But Nice podcast and former publicist for Sean Combs, author of The Four-Word Answer. Rob, PR nightmare, number one, of course, if any of this is true, and he says it's absolutely not true, I can't say that enough, but if any of this is true, it's a PR nightmare. But even if it's not true, it's still a PR nightmare for Sean Carter, Rob.
Absolutely. This is a crisis for the Carter family, not just Beyonce and Jay, but also the kids are involved. Her mom is involved too. Beyonce's mom is involved in this. And so this is a massive PR crisis. They knew it was coming. So they suspected this was coming for a while. So they had their statement ready to go. And the day that it was actually announced that Jay's name was announced, Beyonce was planning to walk a red carpet that night for a Disney premiere in LA. I'm told initially the family pulled out and then they changed their mind, saying if we don't turn up, it looks like we have something to hide. So they were on the red carpet less than 24 hours after these allegations, after his name was named.
Okay, and again, Rob Shooter, whether the claims are true or false, it's still devastating. And you know another thing about this, the fact that Beyonce is now pulled into it. Have you ever heard the phrase, birds of a feather flock together, or you lay down with a dog, you wake up with a flea? Have you ever heard either one of those?
Yeah, I have, Nancy. I know what you're getting at.
This doesn't work in a court of law. It's not really argued in a court of law because it's inappropriate and prejudicial, but no juror can help but think those two adages. If all of this is true about Sean Combs, he says he's innocent, but are all these other women lying? All I'm supposed to believe, they're all lying and Combs is telling the truth. I don't believe that. If any of those claims against him are true, what is Jay-Z doing hanging around with him?
Yeah, these two grew up together in the rap world. So when Diddy started out early on in his career, Jay was starting out too. Beyonce as well. They weren't always the big superstars they were today. We forget that about celebrities, that at one point they did start out learning their craft. They were in the same sort of group. They were hanging out together. They were probably bad boys together. But now this is coming to bite Jay-Z somewhere not very pleasant.
Well, I've got a really big indication that all is not pure paradise in the Jay-Z Beyonce union. Do you remember when Solange, in the elevator. And there you go. Go ahead, Solange. Go, girl. And do you notice it's a bodyguard pulling Beyonce's sister off of Jay-Z? It's not her. It's not Bey pulling her off. This is from our friends at TMZ, and I just can't look at that enough, because when Beyonce walks off that elevator, she's not angry. She's kind of like got a half smile going on. Like, she's happy. Solange gave him the 1-2. What about it, Rob Shooter? I'm curious to know exactly when this video was, as opposed to compare to when the then 13-year-old girl makes her claim. But, I mean, that tells it all to me.
Yeah, I think when that video was released, it was an absolute bombshell. It's easy to think that these celebrities seem to have these perfect lives and perfect marriages. It's never the case. There's always a skeleton in the closet. There's always some family drama here. But I think what's so interesting about this video to me is that Beyonce did nothing. She stood by. She didn't say a word. We have video of them leaving that hotel. It was at the Boom Boom Room here in New York. And we see them walk into their cars almost with a smile on her face. Let me just quickly add too, Beyonce had a very famous song out where she referenced Becky with the good hair. It is believed amongst the music business insiders that that's a reference to somebody that Jay was cheating on.
You know, you Brits love a good sex story. I, however, do not. Unless it has something to do with a felony, which cheating does not. Unless it's got crime scene tape around it, I don't care about it. So they can all cheat as much as they want to. What I want to talk about with you, Shooter, is this case, the evidence. And another thing I want to ask you before I go to Jay-Z's denials. Rob Shooter, does that sound plausible? The 13-year-old girl would be in a line to get to the VMAs and be plucked out. And remember, Rob Shooter, this is similar to what other women have said. They would be put into a limo. They would be taken to a party. They'd have a drink. And the next thing you know, they were raped. It fits the same MO, except this time Jay-Z is thrown in the pot to stew.
Yeah, I think the myth here is these big celebrity parties, these big events are impossible to get into. I've been to many of them, including the Oscars, the Golden Globes, and the MTV Awards at Radio City. And honestly, you can sneak in. Often people are not paying attention. You see people slip past barriers. If you want to get into a VIP party here in New York or LA or anywhere else, you probably will if you turn up, you're aggressive, and you're wearing something cute.
Rob Shooter, I'm not trying to sneak into a VIP Jay-Z or Sean Combs party. That said, back to Keila Brantley joining us, investigative reporter, DailyMail.com, and host of The Trial of Diddy. Keila, Jackie's telling me here in the studio that the Solange video was in 2014. When do we think the alleged 13-year-old rape occurred?
Well, the victim is claiming that this happened in 2000. So that's 14 years before the incident.
Yeah, not connected.
Solange video.
Okay, I'm glad you knew that. So, Keila, I can only imagine that Solange and Beyonce were angry at Jay-Z for another issue. Okay, let's hear what Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, has to say.
Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, claims the lawsuit by the Jane Doe is a blackmail attempt, calling the accusation false and speaking out against Tony Busby, Jane Doe's attorney. In part, Jay-Z writes, "What he had calculated was the nature of these allegations and the public scrutiny would make me want to settle. No, sir, it had the opposite effect. It made me want to expose you for the fraud you are in a very public fashion. So, no, I will not give you one red penny. These allegations are so heinous in nature that I implore you to file a criminal complaint, not a civil one. Whomever would commit such a crime against a minor should be locked away. Would you not agree? These alleged victims would deserve real justice if that were the case."
Sean Combs' minimal Christmas festivities missing a bit of cheer as he spends his first holiday season behind bars in a New York federal prison.
Diddy, ho, 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 crying behind bars because he can't get his laptop. Yeah, that's what happens when you're charged with multiple counts of rape, Diddy. But now, in the mix of all of this, Jay-Z has been dragged into the center of the storm. But what does he say? He responds vehemently. Listen.
Continuing his defense, stating, "You have made a terrible error in judgment, thinking that all celebrities are the same. I'm a young man who made it out of the project of Brooklyn. We don't play these types of games. We have very strict codes and honor. We protect children. You seem to exploit people for personal gain. Only your network of conspiracy theorists will believe the idiotic claims you have levied against me that, if not for the seriousness surrounding harm to kids, would be laughable."
Okay, hold on just a moment. I don't know that I would have released that Rob Schuter. Rob Schuter is a very high-profile publicist, host of Naughty But Nice podcast, Diddy's former publicist. Number one, let's just start at the beginning. Jay-Z refers to himself as a young man who made it. Isn't he 55 years old? He's no spring chicken.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an odd statement, isn't it? I think what he's trying to do here, and I've seen these statements be crafted a lot, he's trying to make sure we all realize that these allegations were from way, way, way back in the past. Now, I don't know if that necessarily helps them. They're so ugly, but that's...
So you're in your mind as a publicist, having worked with all of these Hollywood stars, you think because it happened when he was 31 that it what doesn't count? It
yeah,
counts,
it
Shooter.
Counts. Yeah, it does count, but that's
yes,
what he
is
trying
counts.
To do. It counts. But they're trying to give a little bit of distance here. That's what they're trying to do. And so that's a technique that celebrities use all the time. And I don't know if it necessarily helps, but that's what he's doing.
This press release, I don't know how wise it was. I do think it was wise of Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, to speak out. I think he needed a little help from a publicist. But what do you make of what he is saying?
I don't think he's helping his case. I'm not sure he's making it any worse. Like doctors, publicists want to make sure they don't make a situation worse. He has a lot of people around him. He has some of the best PR people money can buy. And so he's getting a lot of advice. I've worked around Jay-Z in this business for a long time. What I'm told is that ultimately Jay-Z makes the decisions. You can give him advice, but
okay,
at the end
well,
of the day...
Okay, let me ask you something else. Rob Schuter. You know the old adage, when you don't know a horse, look at her track record. If you want to know who was hanging out with Combs and allegedly Carter that night, and Kyla Brantley can tell you when the party was, if you want to know who was with him that night, what female A-list celebrity was there, then you look at who typically hangs out with him. Would you agree or disagree?
Oh, absolutely.
Because somebody new to a party seeing a 13-year-old girl getting raped is going to run for the hills as if she had seen a monster.
Right, right, right. There's going to be photographs of every A-list celebrity walking in and out of this party. Diddy likes publicity. He didn't do things quietly. He often tipped off the paparazzi. So we're going to have photographs. Plus, let's remember, this isn't just a guest at the party. This is somebody who allegedly saw something outrageous. Hideous. Now, that's somebody that has not spoken out. So we know it's somebody who is loyal to Diddy. This is a really close friend of Diddy. There's a clue there. This isn't some random celebrity that turned up. This is somebody that's a friend of his that will protect him. All these pieces are adding up the puzzle.
Joshua Ritter joining me, high-profile criminal defense attorney, former felony prosecutor, and host of Courtroom Confidential on YouTube. Joshua, thank you for being with us. Josh, I just came to mind a 13-year-old girl that had been sex trafficked. She was pimped out, and I, along with investigators, they found her first and took me to her in a flop house on Stewart Avenue in Atlanta, Georgia, southwest Atlanta, Georgia. I went in to speak to the girl, and there were like four or five women in there sitting on two different double beds. I came back out, I'm like, the girl's not in there. They said, yes, she is. She's the one in the white boots. I went back in, and it looked like a 35-year-old woman with all the fake hair and the makeup and the push-up bra. It was a 13-year-old girl tricked out. Point. The night before she was set to testify, she ran away. I was beating the streets till 5 o'clock that morning trying to find the girl. Found her. Put her in a hotel, my investigator at the door, until time for her to testify. She was so afraid the guys would get off. They didn't, by the way. They did not. that she was afraid to come in the courtroom with them. So now we've got a woman, then 13 years old, that has come forward, and Jay-Z, and I understand if he's innocent, why he's saying this, demands that her name be released. What do you make of it?
They're trying to do exactly what you just pointed out. It's all about fear. It's all about control and fear and trying to expose this victim in the hopes that she's still going to be afraid of Jay-Z and the power that he has. Problem is, the world changed when P. Diddy got arrested. He's now sitting in a federal jail awaiting his trial, where he'll perhaps spend the rest of his life in prison. People are no longer afraid. This same attorney, Tony Busby, now has over 100 different people who've come forward and say that they've also been attacked at the hands of Combs and who knows how many other celebrities. They no longer have the same kind of power, control, and fear operating over these folks. And I think 24 years later, this woman feels that she is now brave enough to come forward. But still, the tactic being used by Jay-Z and his team is to try to intimidate.
Fans online speculate on Jay-Z's innocence after a bombshell is revealed in a newly amended lawsuit.
Tukela Brantley, investigative reporter with DailyMail.com and star of the Trial of Diddy podcast. Kela, I also hear Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, claiming that conspiracy theorists have something to do with this then 13-year-old girl's claim against him.
Not only did Jay-Z emphatically deny these allegations, he really came out swinging against the lawyer, Tony Busby, who's representing over 100 alleged victims of Sean Diddy Combs. He called him an ambulance chaser in a cheap suit. He said that these allegations were heinous and said that it was actually blackmail. So conspiracy theorists, sure, but he's saying anything that he can to really discredit these allegations.
Dr. Bethany Marshall joining me, renowned psychoanalyst joining us out of L.A., author of Deal Breaker, and you can see her on Peacock now. Dr. Bethany, when I start hearing about conspiracy theories, I tune out. Remember when O.J. Simpson said there was a big conspiracy to frame him, like the L.A. cops are going to get together and frame a beloved football star? Yeah, that didn't happen. So when you hear conspiracy thrown out there, it immediately makes the speaker lose credibility.
Just like, what was it, code of honor makes him lose credibility, because people who do heinous things turn the act into its opposite. So code of silence gets turned into code of honor. Nancy, so Jay-Z's response is so aggressive. He's tearing down the attorney. He's defending his own family. He's talking about his children. He's trying to expose the victim. I couldn't help but think, what if I was a 13-year-old girl and I felt this kind of aggression when I was drugged? I think that's what's going to be in the mind of the public. Like, Jay-Z is being so aggressive. What else is he capable of? And Nancy, women don't realize that when they marry somebody, they marry their crimes. They marry the other person's crimes. Sure, they may not end up in jail like the other person, but they're going to end up paying for an attorney, losing friends, losing their credibility. Women sign tax returns all the time with their partners, and without knowing that the partner is in millions of dollars of debt to the IRS. So that's kind of what I think about this, Nancy.
Okay, are you trying to say that Beyonce married into a whole heap of trouble?
Yes, I am. I'm not sure that she knew about it. Women blind themselves to that. Nancy, I'm writing a book about love fraud right now. And what I'm seeing is that women who marry men who have offending patterns, they do not see it at the beginning. They are so in love. They feel so grateful to be with that person that they cannot even imagine that person would do bad things. I don't know about Jay-Z, if these allegations are true or not.
Okay, I'm sorry, my head just blew off. Are you telling me Beyonce should be grateful that she is married to Jay-Z? I never knew what she saw in him anyway.
I'm sure she felt that way because women feel that way, Nancy. We're socialized to feel that way, to look past the misdeeds of the other person. I'm sure you saw this all the time.
Okay, yeah, actually I do, but not everybody is Beyonce. Beautiful, talented, multimillionaire, probably billionaire, beautiful children. I never saw the Jay-Z. Rob Shearer, why did she marry him to start with? Not that that's part of the evidence, but why did she marry him out of all the men in the world she could have had?
A couple of reasons. If I'm being optimistic, I want to say because she fell in love, and love's very confusing. We never really know how to follow it. But if I'm being a little bit more cynical, Jay-Z helped shape Beyoncé's career. When she married him, she definitely was a star, but she was in a group, Destiny's Child. She hadn't yet broken out into being a superstar in her own right. So many, many people think that Jay-Z, he's not just a performer. You have to remember, behind the scenes, he's one of the most powerful people in the music business.
Plus, she started dating him when she was just 19. And I don't know, I'm not a shrink, I don't know how that played into it, but at 19, what do you know? I mean, now I look at a man and I think, would he be a good father? Is he gonna be a good role model? I tell my husband all the time, look, wherever you go during the day, act like you're going to work. Okay, just act that way. Okay, get dressed up and go to the office. Okay, luckily I've got Life 360 on him, so I know he does go to the office. But I look at what kind of father they're going to be. Are they going to be stable? When I need him, is he going to be there? Is he going to be running across the street and get a pack of cigarettes? So help me out, Bethany. I'm trying to explain something to Rob Shearer, and I don't think I'm doing a very good job at it. What you want at 19 may not be what you want later.
Nancy, it's true. Jay-Z was rich, famous, and a producer, and she was 19 on her way up. He employed the most common offending pattern or grooming pattern. If the allegations are true, I have no idea, but the offending pattern is, hey, I'm rich and famous, and I can make you rich and famous too. Okay? So I call that grooming.
Okay, you know, this is what I know. All I'm hearing right now is a blah, 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 blah. But I know this. Roll it, Liz. This is what I know. That when Beyoncé's sister, Solange, attacked Jay-Z, Bey just stood there and went, go. Use your foot, girl. Go. It didn't bother her at all. Now, that's my friend Harvey Levin over at TMZ. So we can talk to, we're all blue in the face. But to me, that video says it all. Lynn Shaw, somehow I've gotten into the marriage of Jay-Z and Beyoncé. Can we just bring it back to the 13-year-old little girl?
We can bring it back, Nancy, but I have to weigh in. Let's get real. I'm a New Yorker. This was always, we heard, a business arrangement. He was such a powerful man. She was young.
Well, then
young,
where did those three children come from?
Well, that's another program, Nancy, if you want my thoughts on that, because I've heard a lot of different versions of where they actually came from. So I'm just going to leave it at that so we can talk about the 13-year-old.
That sounds like another conspiracy theory. I'm not buying into where the children. Do not even put the words
Nancy,
blue ivy in your mouth, okay? Don't.
I didn't, but Nancy, let me tell you something. Think about this, everybody. Conspiracy usually proves to be true. Think about all the conspiracies we've heard about when people throw that word out there. It usually turns out to be true. And I'm going to leave that for a minute. I'm going to get to this 13-year-old. First of all, very disturbing. This vehement, whatever this statement is that he put out, Jay-Z, you know what it did not include? It was very aggressive, as we've pointed out. He never actually said, I did not touch a 13-year-old. I did not touch a little girl. I am the father to, you know, a young girl. He said a lot of things, but he did not actually deny this if you read through that. So I have a problem with that. I also have a problem with a little 13-year-old signed an NDA. A child cannot sign an NDA, but here's what we need. We need proof. We can talk till we're blue in the face, scream and yell. We need proof. I want to know, where's that limo driver that supposedly dropped her off at this White House with the circular drive? Can't we trace back records to who his driver was? Rob Shooter, weigh in. You've been in New York a long time too. Like, there's been so many stories about Jay-Z, Diddy, this and that. And let me tell you, a code of silence, code of honor, whatever you call it, it's called don't talk. So why is, that's in New York. I'm a New Yorker again. Why is Jay-Z talking out like this? Why is he opening his mouth at all? That's my take on the whole thing. We have to get back to the victim, the survivors. I'm the first one that always supports them. But if we are to go to court and prove all of this, we cannot do a disservice to the real victims. the real survivors if we can't get this case into court and hold them accountable.
Okay, Rob Schieder, number one, answer her question. And number two, you think you know who the female mystery celebrity is, don't you?
Two things there, Nancy. So to answer the question, Jay-Z is speaking out now, not because he saw the light or he's been a good guy. He was named in a lawsuit. And so he is responding to that lawsuit. He's known about these rumors for a really long time. Also too, let's be honest, Jay-Z knows what happens. Him and Diddy were there. They know what happens. And so the only reason Jay-Z is talking is because he has been named. Second question, Nancy, was about, remind me, forgive me.
Schieder, the mystery female celebrity. You know who it is. You know who you think it is.
That's why I forgot it. I don't want to talk about this one. There's rumors. I think I know who it is. It's somebody that is very close to Diddy. This is not a random celebrity. This isn't somebody that stumbled into a party. This is someone that's a friend, someone that considers him a brother, somebody that wants to protect him. I said enough.
Okay, I'm not getting it out of you today, but I guarantee you, Schieder, I will get it out of you.
Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Sean Diddy Combs will be celebrating his first Christmas in jail, and it looks like it will be a full day. Christmas at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn will include the opportunity for inmates to play card games, dominoes, and a 3-on-3 basketball tournament. And when it's time for the traditional holiday meal, the Christmas Day Diddy menu will feature baked Cornish hen, macaroni and cheese, cranberry sauce, dinner rolls, and a holiday dessert.
A holiday dessert. Cornish hen, cranberry sauce, mac and cheese, dinner rolls, a holiday dessert, a traditional holiday meal, card games, dominoes, 3-on-3 basketball. What? Straight out to Dr. Dwayne Hendricks. Dr. Hendricks joining us, former associate warden at MDC, Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn, former senior warden with the U.S. Department of Justice, blah, 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 blah. Author of Who Are You? See It, Say It, Seize It, and president of a New Daylight Foundation. Okay, Dr. Dwayne, I could go on with your CV, but I don't have time. Dr. Hendricks, what am I hearing? Nobody's making me a Cornish hen, and I haven't committed a felony, nor have I been charged with one. Cornish hen, mac and cheese, cranberry sauce, a special holiday dessert, what?
Hey, it's the most wonderful time of the year, Nancy. You know,
not for accused rapists?
Again, they are housed under the care of the Attorney General, U.S. Attorney General, and it's their responsibility to make sure that they run a safe and humane facility. And as all Americans and folks across the world celebrate the holiday season, you know, it's not unusual to spend taxpayer dollars to ensure individuals who are inside facilities, you know, have some semblance of the holidays because, you know, obviously, you know, suicide rates are very high during this time period. And also folks are fighting for their freedom. So, you know, they want to make sure that there is some semblance of normalcy in their lives, although they are incarcerated.
Okay. You know, Dr. Hendricks, I'm very surprised that you just said that, but instead of attacking you for your, let me just say, generosity toward accused rapist. Lynn Shaw, help me out here. 3-on-3 basketball, a Christmas Day Diddy menu with Cornish hen, mac and cheese, cranberry sauce, dinner rolls, and a holiday dessert. This while Sean Combs, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff, a.k.a. Puffy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Love, is whining he can't have his laptop. I mean, something is completely bass-ackwards with this. Oh, you know what? While I've got you, Lynn Shaw, he also had a special Thanksgiving meal, turkey roast, mashed potatoes, mixed veggies, cranberry sauce, turkey gravy, dinner rolls, of course with margarine, and a special assortment of holiday pies. Thoughts?
Hi. A.K.A. Dirty Diddy. You forgot that one, Nancy. Let me tell you something. Give this guy porridge, soupy porridge. I don't care. He's getting a lot of special, special things here. But let's turn this around. How about all the victims we at the Warriors work with, survivors who are not being treated to special Christmas desserts, you know, on the taxpayer dollar, because we have to bake the cakes, the public, and bring it to the people because we don't have the resources to give them a nice holiday and the toys we have to collect for kids because, well, the taxpayer dollars, there's not enough to go around for these poor survivors of human trafficking, sex slavery, sexual exploitation. And this guy's complaining, he should get nothing. I'm sorry, you're in jail for a reason. Even if you haven't been found guilty yet, you should be sweeping out the cells. Send them out onto the streets. Our New York City streets are filthy. Let them go out there. Well, then again, here in New York, they call that labor trafficking, so we can't have that. But let's get back to, come on now, we don't care what he has to eat. Give him that old tuna fish sandwich we heard about a few months ago. He deserves nothing. And from what I understand, he's still getting, from my sources, a couple of special privileges in this Metropolitan Detention Center. Let's put the focus back on the holidays and the kids, the survivors, the victims of all sexual exploitation.
I just feel to Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst, that the focus is on what can we do for Sean Combs to make his life better and happier and more luxurious and more pleasant behind bars while he waits on his multi-count federal indictment trial. We now know he's creating a stink because he can't have his personal laptop. Remember Alex Murdaugh behind bars for double murder and the brutal execution of his wife and son. Remember when he got a hold of a tablet and he took shirtless selfies? I don't even want to think about Alex Murdaugh without his shirt on. So why does he get special food, special menus, a holiday ditty dinner for Christmas, a laptop, 3-on-3 basketball, dominoes, card games? When you think about the lifetime sentence, the life sentence that rape victims get after they are brutalized, and then everyone is worried, like Dr. Dwayne Hendricks is worried about Diddy's feelings behind bars.
You know, Nancy, I always wonder, like, what is good for somebody who's sociopathic? What would be good for Sean Diddy Combs is to have the identical experience that the victims had. Now, I don't mean to be raped, but to be frightened, to be cut off from resources, to, as Lynn Shaw so beautifully said, sweep out the other jails, sweep out the streets, to really know what it's like to be in that position, because sociopaths don't have empathy. They don't know what their victims feel, or if they do know, they use it to manipulate them. So if he had a similar experience, that actually might be helpful for him. And good for him to not have that laptop, because he would use it to threaten victims.
Spending his birthday and holidays in jail was never a plan for Diddy. The disgraced music mogul has been trying to get released from jail pending trial, but even though he has offered upwards of $50 million to wait for trial at his home on Star Island, prosecutors have insisted he is a threat to witnesses and victims. Mm-hmm. Diddy has had 3 swings at being released on bail until trial, and each time he's whiffed.
Straight back out to Kayla Brantley, joining us, investigative reporter at large for DailyMail.com. And host of the Trial of Diddy podcast. Kayla, tell me what happened at that last bond bail hearing.
Yeah, Nancy, this was his 3rd attempt at bail. The judge completely denied it. And interestingly, in court, Diddy showed up not in shackles. This was actually a request made by his legal team that they felt that it would really just influence the jury and, you know, people around, because this is, you know, a high profile celebrity. And the judge did grant that. So he was not shackled this time. You know, he said hi to his family. So that's what happened in court. But he's supposed to have his trial start May 5th, 2025. And every legal expert that we've spoken to thinks that's absolutely impossible. So it's likely that he'll be there for a while.
To Joshua Ritter, veteran trial lawyer, former prosecutor, and host of Courtroom Confidential. Josh, the lawyers at trial wanted Diddy housed in a luxury apartment in Manhattan. Okay, they came up with all of these terms, offered to put up a $50 million bond. They also insisted the restrictions on him having a laptop are, quote, untenable, and that he should have unfettered access to a computer whenever and wherever he wants to use it. Let me ask you first about the bail bond bid. What do you think? Will there be another one? I think there will.
I think they'll keep on trying because they're desperately trying to get him out to try to defend himself on this. I don't think there's a chance of it happening, though. I mean, we've heard, the more that we hear about this, this man was an absolute menace for decades, intimidating people, using his power, using his wealth to get what he wanted and to scare people. And the prosecutors see that. The judge, thankfully, is seeing that. I don't think there's a chance this man gets out. He's already made his best shot, $50 million in basically around-the-clock surveillance, and the judge says no dice. So I don't think there's a chance he gets out before trial.
We've been talking about Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, getting dragged into the Diddy turmoil, but there is another star probably sweating it out right now. Jennifer Lopez.
A new documentary about Sean Diddy Combs' protege, Shine, has the former mogul sending out cease and desist letters from jail. But his people say it isn't to get rid of the documentary. He sends the C&D to make sure the facts are right. Shine is with Diddy and Jennifer Lopez the night shots rang out in a New York nightclub and three people are shot. He and Diddy ended up on trial in 2001, but only one of them is convicted and sent to jail. And it isn't Diddy.
So, Kayla Brantley, Daily Mail, hasn't Lopez been through enough? And now she's got to worry about being called as a witness because of Sean Combs? Hasn't this woman been through enough?
Well, her dating history is something completely, you know, separate. But she called it the greatest love story never told. Her story with Ben Affleck.
Date him, fine. Marry him, no. Gosh, I hope she doesn't marry the next one that happens to go by. Okay, that's a whole nother program, okay? Nancy Grace signing off. Goodbye, friend.